Today's scripture can be found in Matthew 24, 36 through 44. Jesus said to the disciples, "But about the day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. As for the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meals together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house knew what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The word of God for the people of God." It's opening night. The stage has been set. The programs have been printed. The costumes have been laid out. The music has been cut. See, the hours between call time and show time are full of preparation, physically and mentally. See, the dancer has done this dance a million times, but if the dancer's body is not warmed or stretched, the dancer could be restricted or injure oneself. Likewise, the dancer knows the steps. However, the time of anticipation can result in nerves and anxiety and can become a hindrance. See, the time between now and when can seem like an eternity. But once the stage manager gives the cue, the house lights dim, the curtains open, and the music starts, the dancer's only hope is that all the blood, sweat, and tears are worth every step. See, life is not unlike a dancer's preparation for a performance. See, we're always in a time of anticipation for something. The Advent season serves as anticipation for Christ's birth in the weeks leading up to Christmas, as well as the anticipation for Christ's return. See, the text says that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. See, New Testament writers thought that Jesus' return was imminent and near. New Testament writer Paul wrote in Romans 13:11, "You know what time it is. How is it now the moment for you to wake up from sleep? For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near." See, Paul was operating in now. But what happens when long-term waiting, we're forced to consider the hopefulness of when? See, in between the state of now and when lies waiting. We are called to get ready while we wait. So let's start here in getting ready. We need to get ready so that we are not left. See, the text said two will be in the field and one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meals together, one will be taken and one will be left. Because remember, we don't know the time that the Son of Man will return. Our dance choir and choir ministered so beautifully the parable where Jesus compared life with five virgin women and five foolish women. See, their preparation before going to meet the bridegroom, the wise women kept their lamps trimmed and burning. They were ready to meet the bridegroom even at an unexpected hour. The women were not left because they were ready. So I'm going to ask again, what do we do between now and when to get ready? How about we consider investing in the promise? In the world of HR, we encourage our staff to invest in the company, while they're investing in the company and organization for years, to invest in their future. An investment is defined as an act of devoting time, effort, or energy into a particular undertaking with the expectation of the worthwhile result. When we invest in the life of the church, we invest in community. Something that University Church has a history of doing. Lives of those who may never walk into the doors of this church or any church may feel the love of God. November 20th was a reminder of this investment. See, members of this beloved community and Urban Village Church joined hands with the Night Ministry to feed individuals on the South Side, on South Shore community. Some shared that this was the first meal that they had that day. And even children came so that their parents didn't have to figure out how they would be fed. I affirm the missions and the work that University Church has already done. We will not rest within the walls of the church alone. But I would like to stretch you to listen closely to what God is calling you to do in such a time as this. The text refers to the days of Noah. See, he was building an ark during a drought and was laughed at and ridiculed and cast out. See, Noah embodied the ready life and the investment life. In the midst of being talked about, he remained faithful by building an ark, leading animals in anticipation and waiting, we all know, is not easy. So how can we be like Noah and keep our lamps trimmed and burning while we wait? Possibly after the prayers of the people, those that share joys and concerns, being ready as the beloved community to share in those joys and in those concerns. Just because someone carries something well doesn't mean it isn't heavy. Because while we wait, we're not waiting alone. While we wait, we should invest in not just anything, but in the promise of Emmanuel, God with us. When we encounter others and others encounter us, we're encountering Christ. We are created in the image of God. He is in us. If we are only the beloved community inside the walls of the church, we'll be ready when he returns. How should our lives reflect Christ in these moments? What stories and legacies are we writing with our lives in this community? A video I stumbled upon a few years back, it's on YouTube. It's titled, Eating Twinkies with God. A young boy wakes up early one Saturday. He tells his mom, I am going to the park to eat Twinkies with God. She approves and tells him to be home by 7. He grabs Twinkies and apple juice and heads to the park. When he arrives, he finds a homeless woman sitting on the bench, and he sits beside her, and they eat Twinkies and drink apple juice and talk and laugh. Eventually, it's time for him to head home. When he arrives, his mother greets him at the door and asks, well, did you find him? The young boy responds, God is a woman, Mom. The video cuts to the woman who is walking up to another homeless woman who asks her, "Why are you so happy?" The woman responds, "I just had Twinkies in the park with God, and he is much younger than I ever expected." See, in this video, the young boy was prepared to meet Christ, as was the homeless woman. Their hearts were positioned to see and display Christ in their beloved community. Like the young boy and woman, they were striving to see Christ in each other and enjoy the encounter between now and when. See, during the weeks of Advent, I'm getting ready by looking closer at these stories within me that I am invested in, that I am sharing with the world. See, while the dancers wait, they invest in rehearsals. And while the women waited, they invested in their lamps. While Noah waited, he invested in the ark and promise. And while we wait, I invite us to invest in our prayer life and in our community, to get ready and invest so that we can position our hearts to meet Christ, looking out for the signs of Emmanuel, because God is surely with us. This brings me to my last question. What will your waiting story be? See, between now and when, what's your story? We are because God is. I encourage us in the season of Advent to truly acknowledge the South African philosophy, Ubuntu, translated, "I am because we are." Let us not get lost in the Christmas lights and decor, the parties and the photo ops of us giving. The young people say, don't get lost in the sauce. We don't want to get tied up in the social of justice and not the justice that is social. In order to keep our lamps trimmed and burning, we must tend to them. Make room for God to use us as his vessel. God is already resting within us in the space between now and when. How will you prepare to dance, to light up the world, to invest in your beloved community in anticipation for Christ's return? How will history speak of us? The pen is in your hand. The power is in your hand. For no one knows when the Son of Man will return. So when he returns, let's be found ready. In the silence, I invite you to find a way to be obedient to what Christ has called you to do and to be in this beloved community and in the world between now and when he returns. Amen.